518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400 to donate. Or you can visit wgxc.org/donate to pledge online. Keep hands on creative community radio alive in our region, and thanks so much.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Fence, a biannual literary magazine and small press publisher of culturally and aesthetically diverse poetry and prose. Housed at the University of Albany, Fence is edited locally, distributed nationally, and available on bookstore shelves and on the web at fenceportal.org. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Catskill Community Acupuncture, offering community acupuncture in a group setting, as well as private acupuncture treatments with classical Chinese medicine consultations. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6:30 p.m. and located at 400 Main Street in Catskill. For more information, call 518-303-6399 or visit www.catskillacupuncture.com.
Have a business or service you'd like our listeners to know about? Consider becoming an underwriter of WGXC 90.7 FM. Underwriting can be customized to fit your promotional budget and lets you spread awareness of your work to a wide audience, all while supporting hands-on radio in Greene and Columbia counties. To learn more, visit wgxc.org/underwriting or call 518-697-7400.
Hi there, this is your friendly neighborhood economist. I have a show on the radio. I take economic data and theories and news from around the world and around Columbia and Greene counties and explain them to you in plain English. I'm on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. Have a question you'd like to ask a sympathetic economist? Ask me. You can post a question on my Facebook page. Just search for your friendly neighborhood economist, my Tumblr blog, yfneconomist.tumblr.com, or email me at yfneconomist@gmail.com. I'll answer your questions on air. So tune in the second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
Thank you. imported currants, three tiny monsters. True sailing is dead. Awkward instant, and the first animal is jettisoned. Legs furiously pumping, their stiff green gallop, and heads bob up. Horns, delicate. Paws, consent. In mute nostril agony, carefully refined and sealed over.
It doesn't match me. And those who sit in front of me, they don't like their human vehicles that they have to wear for this task, but they have to wear them because the task of overcoming the human kingdom requires that they overcome flesh. The genetic vibrations, the lust of the flesh, the desire to reproduce, the desire to cling to offspring or spouse or parents or house, or money, or fame, or job, or that could go on and on. From human into the kingdom level above human. Now, this is not to say that we know that there is a guarantee that we will all together go on board a craft in order to leave before this fading under occurs. We will go definitely on board a craft to leave when the fading occurs. You can say, well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is we don't know if we're going to take these flesh bodies on board that craft or if we'll leave these flesh bodies behind. We don't believe that our Father's kingdom has much need for these flesh bodies, but it's possible that a spacecraft will come down and we'll walk on board that craft. And they'll take these bodies from us and issue us the ones that belong to that level so that we might begin service. Or it is also possible that part of our task of faith is our hating this world, even our flesh body, enough to be willing to leave it without any proof other than what we have come to know, that we have nothing to fear, that we are in good keeping, that we can leave the body that we're in, whether it's by martyrdom, because someone went crazy over our righteous blasphemy, or whatever might happen to the body that we wear, and that we might lose it. We do know one thing, we don't care to cling to the light.
The reason I decided to tell it now is because I want other people who have experienced this to know that they're not alone. They're not crazy. I was still standing here, and it was still there because I had a health issue at home. The sun was going down and I hit the cutoff from 91. You know, it's pretty windy and slow in that area. Very frustrating. After a while, I came along with the warm curve and I saw this
we'll be right back. prepared for eternity. Yes, I've come for to get your soul. Leave your body and leave it cold. You'll drop the flesh from off your frame. The earth and mine.
Now
there's
it's all the holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother, the day I was born. I love it because it's trash.
Oh, I love from trash.
Anything raggedy or dusty, anything ragged or rotten or rusty.
Your
yes,
eyes,
I love trash.
Your
it's some more rotten stuff.
Death, oh death, consider my name, and do not take me at this stake. My wealth is all at your command, if you will move. The young, the rich, the poor, they alike with me will have to go. No age, no wealth, no silver, no gold. Nothing satisfies me but your poor soul. Now death, oh death, please let me see. If Christ has turned his back on me when you were your heart is thick, your mind is blown. I have the shackles and I need
you. Beth, what can I do?
Life ever so great. They sat up on the steps of the earth. Dead babies can't take care of themselves. Dead babies can't take things off the shelf. Well, we didn't want you anyway. Mommy's on the bar most every night. Little Betty's sleeping in the graveyard, living there in Burgundy and wine.
As he said, though perhaps not quite as gaily as before.
Dead babies can take care of themselves. Dead babies can take things off the shelf. We didn't love you anyway. Thank you.
Never talking, just keep walking.